Hey, live guys. We're taking live news off of our LinkedIn page today, guys. So please go ahead, if you haven't already, go ahead, follow us on our LinkedIn page called Electronic Editions, as it sounds. And go ahead, please, guys, click the smash and like button below. It really helps our channel circulate around YouTube so more and more people can get updated on the newest tech rollouts, privacy updates, software updates, and tech deals available online today, or, you know, and the rest of as long as we're available and the rest of time, guys. So it's a pretty great day today, March the 25th. 8:30 a.m. And let's move forward for today, guys. Hopefully you guys are feeling great today. I know, you know, weather in Boston was great yesterday. It's looking, you know, a little bit drizzly today, a little bit rainy out, but still pretty good weather. Ready for the spring, guys. Almost summertime. So let's get ready, stay healthy, and let's keep moving forward, right? So without further ado, let's get started for today. So it looks like Xiaomi's foldable phone set for possible March reveal. So Xiaomi has tested the return of its Mi Mix lineup of smartphones, the next of which is expected to be the company's premier foldable phone, suggesting we could get a first official look at the folding device on March 29th, guys. So it's in about 4 days. So March 29th, I believe, should be next Monday or possibly this weekend. Definitely check your calendars for sure. All right, so we already expect to see the release of Xiaomi Mi 11 Pro and Mi 11 Ultra at a mega launch event at the end of the month, after leaked promotional material suggested as much. And now it seems we'll be getting an official look at the return of Mi Mix Range 2. So very interesting, guys, right? So if you want to see more photos of the Xiaomi's foldable phone set for the March reveal, you can go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and you guys can move forward and see those there too. All right, guys, moreover on gaming, we have Halo Infinite release date may have been leaked, right? So for all you Halo fans out there, this one can really be for you. Right, so we may know that the Halo Infinite release date thanks to one of the game's actors, right? So during an appearance on the Fathom and Friends podcast last week, Halo Infinite actor Volan Roberts seemed to reveal that the next Halo will release in November 2021. This is according to Games Radar. So that was one of the first additions so according to this blogger, right? So that was one of my first additions, was auditioning for the video game Halo Infinite, Roberts said, which was supposed to be out, but with the pandemic and everything. And then I think they had some leadership challenges as well. And now it's pushed to later November this year, right? So that is pretty cool, guys, right? So it looks like Halo Infinite, there's a new release date probably of within the fourth quarter of this year in November. So that should be very interesting, guys, right? So if you guys want to learn more about that too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there as well. Moreover, news on YouTube. So now YouTube can now automatically detect products in videos. So YouTube regularly rolls out new features and runs experiments, and the latest experiment is sure to have a major impact on advertising and shopping opportunities on the video sharing platform. Behind the scenes, YouTube's development team has been working on a way to automatically detect any products featured in a video. The detection system was rolled out as an experiment to YouTube viewers in the US of March 22nd and will initially be used to display a list of related products below, right? So below the video. So very interesting, guys. So it looks like they could detect this, and it's looking like it's looking to, just detect these related product lists, right? So, you know, that could be a, you know, a pretty good thing, right? For some advertisers out there that like to advertise their products on Google, also on YouTube, this could also be, you know, a step up, right? So let's look at more about what that means for sure, right? We know that, you know, there's some, you know, people that hold small businesses that like to advertise on the, you know, on YouTube and stuff like that. So as the YouTube help page explains, we are experimenting with a new feature that displays a list of products detected on some videos, as well as related products, right? So the feature will appear in between the recommended videos to viewers scrolling below the video player, right? So the goal is to help people explore more videos and information about those products on YouTube. This feature will be visible to people watching videos in the US. Right, so the benefits of this feature are potentially huge for both Google and its advertising partners. Advertisers should gain access to a finer level of control over which of their products are displayed based on the specific products contained in each video. It's no longer a case of relying on title, tags, and description. Very, very interesting, guys. So this technology would be able to detect that. So for Google, as well as getting its cut of any product purchased via YouTube listing, this is a potential boon for its advertising business and will allow for more targeted recommendations, ultimately keeping viewers clicking and watching for longer. Very, very interesting, guys. So if you guys want to learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on our LinkedIn page, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there as well. Also, guys, more news on Amazon, Tech Giant Amazon, guys. For you Amazon fans out there, Amazon adds annoying streaming service buttons to its Fire TV remote, right? So Amazon is coming out with a third generation of Alexa voice remote, and it includes some unwelcome new buttons that will take you to the Amazon Prime, Netflix, Disney Plus, and Hulu apps, right? So if you're one of the people who subscribes to and regularly uses all those exact streaming services, this remote could be a nice upgrade. But for everyone else, the buttons will only add friction and annoyance to the Fire TV control experience, guys. So definitely this could be a win or it could be a loss for you, depending on how you look at it and what streaming service you lose. But this is a pretty pretty interesting update by Amazon Fire TV remote, right? So if you guys want to learn more about that too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there as well. Moreover, guys, we got smartphone news. Budget-friendly OnePlus 9R features 120 hertz screen. Yesterday's OnePlus event covered the high-end 9 and 9 Pro, but outside of that spotlight, the company has quietly revealed a smartly spec'd, less expensive model, the OnePlus 9R. CEO Pete Lau confirmed last week that 9R was on the way, right? So it would launch in India. It's now listed on the company's Indian website starting at 40,000 rupees, which is about $550. That's an attractive price indeed, especially considering if you'll get one useful camera feature here that the $729 OnePlus 9 doesn't have, right? So optical image stabilization. Very, very interesting, guys, right? So if you guys want to learn more about the new budget-friendly OnePlus 9R features, you can go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there as well. Also, guys, we're looking at smart cleaning products, right? So Dyson's new V15 Detect Vacuum uses lasers to guilt you into doing a better job of cleaning. Very interesting, guys. I bet you've never heard about this before. Dyson has a new flagship vacuum cleaner, the $700 V15 Detect, which adds a laser dust detection system that's designed to eliminate the dust on your floors so you can better clean it. Based on Dyson's images showing how the laser works, though, it looks like the V15 Detect will primarily help you feel a sense of guilt and or horror, right? So that's just how dusty your kitchen floor is, or your living room floor, or any floor for that matter. Unlike most vacuums with lights on the cleaning head, which help you see where you're vacuuming, the new lasers are designed to help you see what you're vacuuming as well. Very, very interesting, guys, right? As you can see from the photos, this You know, technology will help you see those little bitsy small particles. And this is really getting into the really, you know, cleaning, you know, your living room space, your kitchen space, your bedroom to the best of your ability, right? So this is very, very interesting, amazing specs for this smart cleaning product. Very interesting. Very nice, Dyson. Very nice. And moreover, guys, more kind of on gaming, right? So the Astro City Mini is an awesome blast through Sega's Arcade Pass. For you guys that are old retro gaming fans, you guys probably know what I'm talking about. Sega's latest retro gaming machine, the Astro City Mini, comes on the back of two very different products: the excellent crowd-pleasing Genesis Mini and the baffling but adorable Game Gear Micro. The former was an obvious mainstream play, the latter a full-blown swing of esoterica. Very, very interesting, guys, right? As you can see from the photo here, this definitely looks like a machine, a blast from the past machine as well. Definitely more arcade-like as well. Definitely very, very cool, right? So, you know, we're talking about the Astro Mini, right? So the Astro City Mini manages to straddle both approaches, all in one miniature recreation of specific type arcade cabinet with 37 games preloaded. It probably wasn't on many people's retro console bingo cards, right? So, but the finished product is very well executed and should be considered essential for Sega fans. I got my Astro City Mini a few months ago when it was released here in Japan, right? So I kept meaning to write about it, but I always found excuses to delve further into its catalog first. Well, now's the time. Limited Run Games just announced that it'll be selling. Well, a limited run for the system for the U.S. Localized packaging. There's just 3,500 units will go on sale on Friday for $130, right? So per unit. So it seems pretty cool, guys. And The Verge, according to this article, ranks it an 8 out of 10, right? So what are the good stuff, right? So it has great controls. It's a super cute retro console and a broad gaming selection. Bad stuff is that there's no battery, micro USB, and it has a 16x9 inch screen, right? So, you know, pretty small, but hey, for the retro, for retro gaming, that's just what it is, right? So those are pretty interesting, right? You could obviously you can see the little Sega remote control it comes with, the actual gaming display it comes with as well. Very cute, very nice, you know, little mini retro console, right? So let's watch this quick video here to see a little bit more about this, okay?
スーパーショットを決めてやれ。青春スキャンダル。そう、大変。駆け
Very, very interesting, guys. So obviously you can see we're not going to watch the whole video, but this is definitely retro gaming at its finest. Some of you gamers out there love this type of stuff. Honestly, this is very cute, very nice. Only $130. Why not? It's preloaded with a lot of these games. Sega Astro City Mini. Very nice, guys. So definitely, if you want to go ahead, learn more about this, click into the article. Follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. All right. Moreover, news on Google. So Google rubs it in with new photo collections of all the pints you've once enjoyed. As first spotted by 9to5 Google, if you open up the Google Photos app right now, it should have a new memories collection at the top of the screen. These are thematic groupings of photos selected by machine learning, and while previous collections have focused on children or food, this one, appropriately titled Cheers, is dedicated to booze. Very, very interesting, guys. So you can go ahead, check that out. All right, if you have a Google phone, you guys can open up the Google Photo app and check that out. All right, if you guys wanna learn more about that too, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there. Moreover, on gaming, guys, so it looks like Rocket League is coming to Android and iOS with a spin-off called Sideswipe. So if you've been looking to play Rocket League on the go but don't own a Nintendo Switch, Synox, massively popular vehicular soccer game, is finally coming to mobile devices. The developer announced a new free-to-play version called Sideswipe that will arrive on iOS and Android later this year. Very, very cool, guys. It looks like you're just playing soccer. Instead of using actual people, you're using cars to play soccer, right? So very interesting game. You guys can look it up. Rocket League is coming to Android and iOS later this year. So if you want to learn more about that too, please go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there as well too. Also, we have MTG Arena mobile app fully launches for iOS and Android on March 25th, which is today for all you fans out there. The digital version of the popular card game Magic: The Gathering MTG Arena is finally launching on its mobile app today across the world. The folks in Europe can start downloading it now on iOS and Android. While the MTG Arena mobile app launched in beta on Android devices in late January, it will fully release out of beta for both Android and iOS devices on March 25th. Parent company Wizards of the Coast announced in a blog post, right? But the app has started rolling out in some regions, namely Europe, for users to download from the iOS App Store and Android Google Play Store as well too. So definitely, guys, want to go ahead and download that, feel free, go ahead, play your brains out, okay? And you can go ahead, if you guys want to learn more about this too, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. All right, so that is pretty much some of the news that we have here today in regards to what we have on our LinkedIn page. We do have more news on our other social media channels too that you guys can go ahead and check out. You can guys go ahead, follow us on Facebook called at The Real EAD, The Real EAD, all one word. Also on Instagram, Official Electronic Editions, all one word as well. And you can go ahead on our official website, electronicadditions.net, see how to become an EAD club member. It's really worth it, especially if you guys are looking to save money on top tech gadgets. You guys are looking to buy tech every month. The statistics shows that the average family household buys tech at least 2 to 3 times a month. So definitely it'll be worth saving money on those pieces of tech, and just to see if any of those deals that we have are available for you. And if not, definitely give us a contact, send us an email. We'll be happy to take any special orders and give you guys discounts as well. Go ahead, guys, check us out, electronicadditions.net. Hopefully you guys are having a great day. Let's stay healthy. Let's stay